Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A story here from ABC News. Students from around the country left their classrooms yesterday to bring increased awareness to mass shootings in schools. Days after, 19 elementary school students and two teachers were killed in a mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Students at schools across the country staged walkouts to protest gun violence. In Michigan, for example, students at Oxford High School, where a school shooting occurred there in November, staged a walkout at noon yesterday. Four students were killed in that shooting last November.
We are thrilled to welcome back to the program once again Dr. Danielle Johnson, a PhD, who works in the mental health realm with the University of Kansas Health System. And I was thinking we were going to wait until Tuesday to have this conversation, but I had a chat with a friend today. And doctor, I think today is the day we have to have this conversation. The news keeps getting worse. I have dear friends of mine who, and I know everyone listening is probably in this boat, really, really struggling today with the onslaught of just devastating news about this. And I guess, what do you tell people, adults and children alike?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Dana, because I think we're all struggling with this. We've all been impacted, you know, locally with it, like the East. Actually, my postdoc, her cousins went to Oxford High School in Michigan. And so I think we've all had these stories of what do we do with this news, and how do we handle even more news about the Texas shooting and kind of learning the time frame. And those are just really hard things to kind of grapple with. And I think step one is to talk about it. I think for us adults, especially those that are parents, we have our other parent friends that we can talk to and kind of really understand what that's like to drop your kid off and have concerns. How are they going to do throughout the day? Will they be there when I come to pick them up? But to really talk to each other as adults. And as parents, we've got to talk to our kids. And it's age appropriate. So for a kindergartner, that conversation is going to be much different than a middle schooler or a high schooler. And I really recommend for those younger kids just to ask your kids, do you have any questions? What do you know about these things? Are you worried about them? And have this ongoing dialogue as it needs to happen to make sure that your kids are doing okay. And to make sure your kids know they can always come to you or grandparents or aunts and uncles, that there's a village around them that's there to support them and keep them safe as best as we possibly can.
Doctor, I was amazed this morning watching the news, which is my job, the unbelievable maturity, mental maturity that I heard from fourth graders, third graders and fourth graders in Uvalde, Texas. They were talking with some reporters, I think it was either on CNN or Fox. I can't remember which one I was watching at the time. Mm-hmm. And just the mental clarity. Now, they were also fourth graders and were saying, mm-hmm, I'm afraid, and what I saw, this, that, blah, blah, blah. But just how well they comprehended what can only be described as an absolute tragedy.
Yeah. And I think because of, if you go back to Newtown, Columbine, these children have grown up having, I think Olathe calls it the ALICE, active shooter training, where these kids at kindergarten learn about how to be safe. If someone comes in the building that's a bad guy and they're trying to do harm, what will we do to be safe? So these kiddos from the ages of 5 and 6 have an understanding of bad things could happen to them, and at school, this is what we do to be safe. So it's remarkable, but it's also, you know, it's disheartening at the same time that these fourth graders that are, you know, 9 and 10 have an understanding of how to keep themselves safe and what to do and to be composed during this, because they've been trained to do this, which is where we're at in the world right now.
Is mental health more of an issue? Is it more prevalent in 2022 than it was when you and Dana and I were growing up?
I don't think, and the research doesn't support that it's more prevalent. It's just more acknowledged. Rates of depression, anxiety in the last 2 years, secondary to COVID, yes, we're seeing an increase. But overall, there's not an onslaught because it's 2022, it's because we actually acknowledge and address that, you know, our brain is connected to the rest of our body, and it's important. And I was telling a friend actually earlier that, you know, we have, you know, multiple organs. We have, you know, two kidneys. If one shuts down, we can still keep going, but we only have one brain. And we're just now kind of, as a society, recognizing that our brain does matter and our emotions do matter. Yeah. And that there's support, that there's medications, there's therapy, there's things to help in those cases. If you have diabetes, you take your medication. You don't kind of play around with that. But we somehow have not kind of grappled with the fact that mental health is just as important as the rest of our body.
So what do you say to the adults outside of just turn off the TV? And I got to a point yesterday, I was so worked up and panicked. Yeah. And, you know, because of our job, we can't shut it off all the time. But I talked to a friend of mine who was just sobbing today, and I don't know the answer. It's not going to change anything if you're watching it or not watching it, but you feel like almost you have an obligation to be keeping up with what's happening there.
Yeah. And I say balance. So you guys are kind of unable to be as balanced as the rest of us because of your job, but having some balance, being aware of what's happening, having some updates, and that may come in the form of, I'm going to look at a news bulletin that gives me the highlights, but that other piece of that is also then taking care of yourself, going for a walk, spending time with friends and loved ones, talking to your family, doing things that actually kind of fill your emotional tank, because this news is depleting our tanks, completely depleting our tanks. So if we can find some ways to actually fill our tank with the greatness in the world that's still there, that can help provide some balance to the horrible information we're all kind of dealing with right now.
Well, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but the last two nights, I must confess, we have found ourselves at our home switching over to reruns of Two and a Half Men. I mean, I needed some brainless, sophomoric humor just to forget what was going on. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I call that balance. That is balance. What will you do to kind of create a safe, humorous place in your world? Because there's some hard stuff that we're dealing with. So we've got to have some balance. And maybe that's, you know, a nice steak dinner and a glass of red wine. Maybe that, again, is going for a walk. Maybe that's, you know, calling a friend and just laughing with them. But finding that balance.
Dr. Danielle Johnson with the University of Kansas Health System. Always appreciate your expertise and your time. Thank you for it.
Thank you guys so much and take care.
All right, you do the same. Be well. We're going to open up the phone lines. We had Captain Terman in the 2 o'clock hour and Dr. Johnson here for the last 10 minutes or so. We've neglected to give you an opportunity to weigh in. The news today from the news conference was worse than we thought it was yesterday, and yesterday was bad enough. We learned today that the shooter was in the school for 1 hour and 19 minutes before he was killed. 1 hour and 19 minutes. We learned that at 12:16, 45 minutes after this started, with another 35 minutes to go, that a student called from the classroom and said there were 8 or 9 students in the classroom still alive, plus her. We've also learned that for about 50 minutes, there were 19 police officers standing outside the classroom door, but they were told not to breach the door by the chief of police of the school district's police department while he waited for more equipment and more backup. 19 police officers standing in that hallway for 50 minutes. It's not good. Clearly, it's not good. I see the phone lines were already jammed. We will get to everybody here in just a moment on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.